My guest at this time is Judge Andrew Napolitano, Senior Judicial Analyst at the Fox News Channel. He's the author of numerous books, the most recent of which is Suicide Pact, The Radical Expansion of Presidential Powers and the Lethal Threat to American Liberty. Today we want to get his insights on the looming vote from the Federal Communications Commission to impose net neutrality and regulate the web as a utility. At least that's what we think the commissioners might be voting on Thursday. None of the proposed changes have been made public, drawing protests from lawmakers. And Judge, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, it's nice to be with you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with what we do know, which is that we have no idea what's officially in this proposal. We're essentially being told the proposal has to be enacted before we can find out what it contains. How troubling is that in and of itself?
Well, it's good and it's bad. It's bad because the government has an obligation under federal law when any of its administrative agencies plan on changing their rules, expanding their power, or modifying substantially the manner in which they regulate, to publish those rules for 30 days. That's the bad part. The good part is the failure to publish this will invalidate the rules once they're challenged before a federal court. The government is shooting itself in the foot. This is the very same thing it did when it attempted to implement President Obama's changes in immigration law, and they were enjoined from doing so last Monday by a federal judge in Texas who said you didn't publish these rules for 30 days, which gives the public the opportunity to comment, and more importantly, Congress the opportunity to modify the rules. So the FCC is making the same mistake that the Department of Homeland Security made, and the Department of Homeland Security ended up being enjoined by a federal judge. I imagine the same thing will happen to the FCC.
There's been a few lawmakers who have spoken out on this. Ted Cruz has done so. So has Jason Chaffetz, the new chair of the House Government Oversight Committee. But overall, the reaction to this has been fairly quiet, both among elected officials and the media. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction to that is that people don't know the danger that is coming. And the danger that is coming is a gaggle of bureaucrats here, three Democrats and two Republicans. The Republicans will probably dissent, claiming they now have the power to regulate the Internet, even though no statute by Congress has authorized them to do so, and even though the First Amendment says Congress, meaning any administrative agency created by Congress, shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Now, they claim that the purpose of their regulation is to prevent the Internet from affording priority and faster service to certain preferred users. Would we all like to have fast service? Yes. Do we all know how to get fast service? Yes, we do. Might that cost us something? Yes, it might. But at the present time, it's free from government regulation. If the government regulates the Internet and tells providers how fast they can move information, we will soon see the government regulating the cost of the Internet, and we will eventually, just like with broadcast television, see the government regulating the content of the Internet. Right now, as we speak, the Internet is the freest marketplace of ideas and transfers of information that the world has ever known. At least in the United States, it is utterly and totally, there are some minor exceptions, unregulated. Once these federal bureaucrats get their hands on it, give them a couple of years, it'll look like broadcast television, a watered-down version of what we now have, and you'll see an underground Internet, because you cannot suppress the free expression of thoughts and ideas and information.
So you see a massive First Amendment threat here if, in fact, this goes through and is upheld.
I think almost everybody does. Proposal by the president, and these are the president's appointees on the FCC, actually has the support of the leadership of both political parties, big government Republicans and big government Democrats. But some of them will have great pause for reconsideration if there is a great national debate on this. That's the reason the FCC, the three Democrats on the FCC, want to force it through so there will be no great national debate, because a great national debate will result in the undoing of this. Think about it. You're a commissioner on the FCC. You're regulating telecoms and broadcast TV. Wouldn't you like to regulate cable while you're at it? Wouldn't you like to regulate the Internet while you're at it? It's human nature when you have power to want to expand the power. That's why we have a constitution, to prevent these expansions of power.
Last question. I know you've got to run, sir. We've seen some hand-wringing about this. I mentioned the lawmakers a little bit early in our conversation. Is there anything Congress can actually do about this?
Well, Congress can, by a majority vote of both houses, invalidate these regulations. Unfortunately, it would require the president's signature. Now, Congress could insert the invalidation into other legislation that the president must have and force him to sign off on it. But Congress can only do that if the regulations have been published and Congress has the statutory required period of 30 days in which to examine it. If they don't give Congress the 30 days, they are inviting litigation and they are inviting a judicial injunction preventing them from enforcing these rules. It's crazy. They're going to shoot themselves in the foot, just like they did with the Department of Homeland Security regulations changing the immigration law. And that injunction was largely issued because the DHS, which promulgated the regulations, failed to give Congress its 30 days.
Judge, it's a critical topic. We thank you very much for sharing your expertise today.
Always a pleasure, dear friend.
Thank you, sir. Judge Andrew Napolitano, senior judicial analyst at the Fox News Channel, author of numerous books. The most recent is Suicide Pact. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.